Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
Hello.
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 Is this a jumping jack pogo stick?
Yes.
Yeah.
How can we help?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Did you want to win? Pogo stick.
We're on them now. They're really good.
It's hard as being on the phone now, but it's good.
Pogo sticks for hire. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Very busy.
Where can we deliver the pogo sticks to?
Alquid.
No problem.
This is booming, but we'll be on that.
How many do you want?
Just one, I think.
Can you try and write that down?
I'll try and write it down.
This is the only callback I can't write down. We'll remember it.
Oh, stop! Oh.
1-2-1-2, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Waste your life now. In the morning. Go ahead. In the morning. Just waste your life now.
Waking every morning. Ding, ding, ding. You are now looking at the Dusty Elite.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast. When you
wake up. It's High FM, Banks here, Ron's over there.
Hello.
Have you heard about this story? This is a great story. I saw this last night. It was a flight carrying 85 plumbers. Have you seen this? In Norway, it had to turn around. Why do you think? Why do you think this flight had to turn around? 85 plumbers. Yep, the toilet stopped working after being hopelessly clogged with irony.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM. Let's go!
MuscatDaily.com. It's Oman Woman of the Year Awards 2018. And there are categories. Right, I can choose the award. There are, I think, 23 categories. Entrepreneur?
Probably not me.
Oil and gas. Marketing? You'd be a good marketer. Social media influencer?
Probably oil and gas is best fitting right now.
What about fashion?
Have you seen the state of
Oh, me? I've got yours.
Go on.
Social responsibility.
Exactly that.
So let's do that. Let's throw it. Oh, what about lifetime achievement? What you've achieved?
Yeah, with you? Is there nothing else about falling over or something?
Charity work.
I do a lot of that, but I like to keep it on the down low. Yeah, so if we could go for a different category.
Yeah, she doesn't like to talk about
it. Like to talk about it.
Oh, I've got it!
Go on.
Sports.
Yes!
Sports award, definitely.
Any game of sporty things.
Nominees' names. So I'll fill in your name, email. I'll put my email in. Oh, nominees' phone number. Ah, you know what you're like about giving out your phone number.
Yeah. I mean... But for an award,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shoo-in. You're definitely going to win this. Reason for nomination. Just give me a minute.
get up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is High FM, Oman.
Oh, can you hear that?
It's really bad, isn't it?
Can you hear that buzzing?
Yeah.
It's worse buzzing than normal.
It's like Dave the Fly's come back to haunt us.
Actually, that's karma. That's
yeah,
karma,
it is,
that
isn't it?
Is.
We deserve that buzzing.
Yeah. Can you hear that, though? Listen. Shh. Now, disregard the aircon sound that you hear.
If you can. Wow.
This is the noisiest radio studio I've ever been in
yeah.
in my life.
And this isn't even thinking about the fact it's not properly soundproof, the noise from outside.
Yeah. And now, if you don't believe us about the soundproofing, let me do this. I'm just going to do an experiment, okay? You know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, we're proving it yet again.
I'm going to go out the door, the soundproof door of the studio, and I'm just going to talk in a normal voice.
Yeah, and I will reply to you.
You will tell, right? You will
yeah. Tell. Right, here we go. So he's outside the door now. All right, that's door closed. Here we go.
Hey, George.
Hey, Robin.
How's it going?
Yeah, fine, thanks, you. Everything's fine. That should not happen.
We had a conversation in our normal voices.
Through a soundproof wall.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
Let the probing begin.
George Ryland.
Yeah, I've been having an issue with them too.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
And now, Super Bowl chatter. Here's George
It's Super Bowl Sunday, which is a sporting event.
Yes.
Of some type. And it's Patriots Eagles.
Oh, well done.
Is it American football?
It's American football,
that
yeah.
is what it's called.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that is, but I'm going to say 2-0 to Eagles.
2-0 to the Eagles.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Right. And who is the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback?
Bob. I like Bob. I like the way he plays the sport thing.
And how long's the game?
2 hours.
Okay.
With Justin Timberlake doing a little sing-song in the middle.
And is Justin Timberlake always doing Super Bowl halftime every year?
No, because Lady Gaga did last year.
Right, okay.
But I always watch this game of sport.
Okay, and halftime, what happens in the halftime interval? As well as the performing, on the TV, there's adverts.
Yes.
And is there anything special about those adverts?
They're probably very expensive.
They are very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how much one 30-second commercial in the Super Bowl halftime is?
I don't, but I'd like to.
How much do you think?
$50 million.
George, don't you hate it when somebody does that? Hey, how much do you think? And then they go way over. And then you go, no, $7 million.
That's still quite pricey.
Yeah, but it's not $50 million, is it?
But you got our advert in there, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Amazing.
Download the podcast.
Yay, this sport.
Yay!
This is High FM, there's Robin Banks.
This is me. Good morning to you.
If you're settling down for a nice family game of Monopoly this weekend.
No, absolutely not. It's not going to happen to me.
If you did though, would you cheat?
Oh yeah, I cheat every time. Every time I play Monopoly, I cheat. However, when I don't cheat, okay, in the game, I get accused of cheating.
Well now,
yeah.
This is available to buy.
Dun-dun. Monopoly Cheaters Edition!
I know!
Oh yes! How does that work?
Basically, you just try and not get caught. If you get caught,
brilliant.
You get handcuffed.
Oh, that's amazing. What a genius invention.
That's so bad. Like the human race can't be trusted to honestly play a board game.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
George Ryland.
I don't know what happened to me. I used to be fun.
Woo. Get up.
High FM.
Banks here, Ron's over there.
Oh.
This is High FM. Harley Davidson, right? The motorbikes, they're making an all-electric motorcycle.
Sorry, what are they usually?
Well, they're petrol engines.
Okay.
Anyone would do an all-electric motorcycle.
Big biker, big
it's just
fan.
Ridiculous, isn't it? Because some people are just born to be mild.
Oh.
You got it, though. You got it.
Yeah.
Get up.
Gotta get up.
Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up!
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
We have both of the guys from Halla in. It's Kozai and Shatters here.
This room is just full of morning show hosts.
Yeah.
Actually, you pay for us.
Send the bill, mate.
Yeah. We'll give it to you tomorrow, okay? Shatter, it's lovely having you in.
Thank you.
That's all right. The last time Kozai was in, he wasn't so much slagging you off, but you were doing a bit on the radio, and he hadn't arrived yet. And we got him in here to have a chat while you were doing everything on the radio on Halla. And he wasn't worried about it.
Sorry.
Is this what he does, Shatter? Do you say something to him, and if he doesn't like it, he just pretends that he doesn't hear?
Yeah. It's okay.
All right, so listen, what's going on Halla 102.7 today?
Today?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing, great. Yeah. There you go.
See, firstly, you have to say Sabah al-Khair.
Sabah al-Khair.
Sabah al-Khair, George.
Sabah al-Khair.
Sabah al-Khair. Yeah. That's mean good morning.
Good morning.
Sabah al-Nur.
Sabah al-Nur. That means good night.
No. Sabah al-Nur.
Seriously, I know you're trying to deflect here, but
No, he's good.
How long is your show? 3-4 hours?
And this is what my wife does. She does this. She does it really well.
Yeah.
Say Sabah al-Nur. Sabah al-Nur.
Sabah al-Nur.
It's good morning.
You can't fill an entire show with good morning.
No. She's going
or
to be
can
here.
You?
Yeah, maybe you can. Good morning. Good morning.
Can I will see you.
Oh, well, he's off.
He's so cool. Out.
It's Kozai and Shatter from Halla.
Woo!
Yeah.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
Morning.
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 What do you want?
I don't want anything.
Good.
Banks here. Ryan's over there. So how was your weekend?
It was eventful, as always.
What kind of events spring to mind?
You know, I had that buzzing light in my kitchen.
Yeah, the one that I gave you the bulb for.
Yeah, and I hadn't done anything about it last week because maintenance are really good and they usually turn up really quickly, but then that's your afternoon sleep gone.
Yeah.
And I was too tired.
Okay.
So yesterday, I saw the guy when I was coming back from my morning coffee with my friend. So I thought, all right, I'll get that done and the upstairs loo's blocked.
Okay.
I'm going to be proactive today.
The upstairs loo's blocked.
Yeah, since they fixed the leak at the back. When you have the people around your house and they're fixing stuff, I never quite know what to do with myself.
I know, it's
horrible. I don't want to follow you around.
No.
So I just sort of awkwardly sat on the sofa.
But yet you want to know what they're doing.
What you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels really, I don't know, kind of feels lazy and rude just watching TV.
No, I get you.
So I did that anyway. And mind my own business. And then I just spot from the corner of my eye this water coming round my living room door and heading rapidly towards my speaker.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Which results in me going, what's happening? My sound bar!
Oh, the new sound bar.
Yeah, so I managed to like rip the speaker out of the wall and get it off the floor before the water got to it.
So did somebody spill something?
Oh, flooded my house. Pipe burst.
No.
Yes. What? Came all the way down the stairs and everywhere.
No. Yeah. Hang on, while they were upstairs fixing it?
Yeah, but no one thought to mention this to me.
I didn't
know that the water was coming.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. And then they're like, where's your mop? Mop's there. Well, have you got anything else? I'm not prepared for a flood.
No, of course not.
Yeah, that was my weekend.
Oh, mate. Did you get it fixed in the end?
It's just about dry now, the house.
How's your luck?
I can't say.
And now, Super Bowl chatter. Here's George.
It is Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, hang on, this is deja vu. It's Monday now.
Technically, where it's happening, it's still Sunday.
So you got it wrong yesterday when you made this big thing about...
No, I was talking about being here then.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, keep up.
I'm sorry. It's hard
Shameful.
To...
Shameful.
The voice of sport on the radio.
I know, exactly. I'm just embarrassed because I know more than you.
Yeah, of course.
And how about that stunning trick play from Foles, which saw the Eagles go into half time with a 10-point lead
over the Pats in Minneapolis. Hang on. I'm coming round to your side.
Yeah, look, there we go. I wrote that earlier.
Right, I'm taking that.
Close that down.
Okay.
41-33, right. Current score.
Current score. But you said yesterday it was going to be 2-0.
No, I didn't.
2-0 to who, did you say yesterday? Do you even remember?
Eagles.
You did. Well done. Well remembered.
I was just catching you out with that. You didn't even realise that wouldn't be an appropriate score for Super Bowl.
No, of course
which
not.
Which is American football.
Okay, so is it still going on? Is the game still going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And how long have we got, about?
I mean, how long's a piece of string? Super Bowl. Smashed it!
Ladies and gentlemen, Super Bowl update from the Ryland.
Oh, and I meant to tell you as well.
Oh, yeah.
We need to have word with the bosses because they have asked if I could do commentary live next year. So we need a couple of days off work.
Podcast.
When you start an email, what do you start it with?
Usually it would be hi.
Hi. Have you ever wondered why nobody is replying to your emails? Not you, obviously, George.
Most of my emails are to myself.
And then they ding up and you go, oh, new email. Oh, it's from me.
Yeah.
It's a test. Hi, George.
Hi.
Looking good today. Maybe you write hey or hello. Maybe yo, then immediately feel lame for it.
Yeah, hey's not for email. Hi. No.
Some business experts wanted to know the best word to open with if you want to get a response. Because, unbelievably, some people don't get responses to their emails. So this might be useful if you're, I don't know, applying for a job or working in sales. They looked at hundreds of thousands of posts from online message boards. So not exactly emails, but close enough, all right?
If I was applying for a job, it would always be dear. Unless we'd already chatted a bit.
Overall, 48% of the messages they looked at got responses, regardless of what they opened with. But here are the five opening words that did the best.
Okay.
And they're all pretty common ones. Dear was number five. Right, dear at 56.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings at number four.
Oh, no, don't like that.
No, I don't either.
No, it's a bit urgent.
Your one, my one as well. Hi at number three, 62.7%.
It's a classic.
And number two, hello.
Also a classic.
At number one, with 64% response rate, hey.
No.
No, especially not if you're applying for a job.
Especially not with more than one Y, because we know what that means.
Hey!
Everyone knows what that means.
What does that mean?
I'm not going to tell you on the air. Can you just...
What, you want to go down?
Yeah.
Is this something rude? Okay, hang on. Let's take this off. No.
Yeah.
Does it?
It does, yes.
I've never known that
more
before.
More than three Ys.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
You got to watch out for them. You're going to go through your phone now. Uh-oh.
Two, three, ha!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be
the one. Wake up with
Hiya Fam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
How are we?
Yes.
Honestly, or do you want us to lie?
Of course to lie.
A lie. We are brilliant.
Glorious.
We had so much sleep last night, and when the alarm went off at 4 o'clock...
I was delighted.
Me too. I sprang out of bed and went, I wish it went off earlier.
Tell me the details.
What?
Okay. My name is Ayman.
Ayman.
Yes, I brought my kids to the studio.
Oh, I remember you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you calling up to complain?
No.
Oh,
but
okay.
Actually, I want to say thank you because the kids actually saying thank you for the warm welcome.
Well.
They were very delightful.
Okay. They were delightful. We weren't.
And so thank you very much for the nice time that you had.
That's okay. That was a lot of effort on our part because we're not usually that nice.
Okay, now I could complain.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
It's HiFM's Robin Banks.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning, I'm George Ryland.
Yeah.
I don't have any kids, but you do.
Yes.
Have you heard about this app thing?
Which one are you talking about? I've heard of lots of apps.
It's a really creepy one. You need to be a bit careful what your kids are looking at.
Is this the one that says something about the knife?
Yes.
Oh my God, this is terrible.
It's horrible, isn't it? Have you actually heard it?
Have you got it here now?
Yeah.
This is really, really bad.
So this is from Facebook that I saw it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be okay with it. And I'm slightly older than your daughter.
You guys, as parents, need to be monitoring.
This was on the Google Play Store.
And what they're downloading. Yeah. I've really learned my lesson from this.
So this woman, what she's saying is she came down and she heard this crazy voice coming from her daughter's tablet.
So I've gone flying into the other room and I've heard something suggesting that it was going to stab my daughter. And this is no joke. I promise you, it's not
I thought, when it got to this part, I thought, nah, she's making something up.
Here's the call.
So this is it. This is the audio.
So I'm going to answer.
Right.
Hi, kids.
Sure.
I'm your new friend. Happy, slabby, whatever you want me to be called.
What is going on there?
You see,
wait.
I want to
it gets worse.
Who's made
you,
that one?
Kiddo. Maybe we could perform some fun games together. What's this, hogwash? You look afraid. Is it this knife in my whirly-turly hands?
Wow.
Making you a little nervous, huh? That's all right, because this knife is going to improve your look.
I had to stop it after there, because I couldn't deal with it.
So listen, the message here is, even though it says it's a child's app, even though it's a child's video or whatever,
you need to go in it first and you need to have a look around all of it.
Make sure you know what your child is looking at or downloading.
And also, don't leave us unsupervised.
That goes without saying.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Across Oman.
This is HiFM. Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Morning.
It's Robin Banks, by the way. That's me. George Ryland is her.
Yes.
According to this, out of Germany, and the Germans know a thing or two, using emojis in your work emails doesn't make you look immature.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't usually do it. Like, I wouldn't do one to say you, but to James Hall, I would just make the words out of pictures.
Yeah, but you really fancy James Hall. Who's on weeknights at 7 p.m?
I do like him.
You like him a lot.
So...
Why wouldn't you do one to me?
Keep it professional, Banks.
Really?
I might smiley face on a WhatsApp. I have lots of rules with these things and they're literally just out of nowhere, but I follow them.
It actually makes you look more professional when you use them.
How?
We've all gotten so used to emojis helping us to convey a tone when we're WhatsApping or when we're texting that we wish we could see it in our work emails too. That's what it says here. Don't shoot the messenger.
Is it a bit different in Germany, though?
I'm not sure that you should risk your career on the results from one study and what myself and George are letting you know here. But on the other hand, shrug emoji. Why not?
Podcast.
Morning, Ty FM. Banks here. Ryan's over there.
Morning.
NASA has released new photos of Jupiter taken by the Juno spacecraft, which is a nice try by NASA, but let's face it, nobody really cares about Jupiter, right?
You assuming I care about the other planets more.
And the Hawaiian employee who sent out that false alarm a few weeks ago, warning of an incoming missile attack, said he misheard a message played during a drill. The employee was fired for incompetence, but has been since hired by High FM. For reception.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
This is High FM. Banks here, runs over there.
Hello.
Hello, good morning to
morning.
You. Hello. There's this thing called the golden ratio. Have you heard of this?
No, I don't think so.
Right, this goes all the way back to ancient Greece, and it's a standard of beauty based on the ratio of phi, not pi, phi, which is 1.618. It's a little bit too complicated for me to actually understand, you know, being a radio guy.
Yeah, I've no idea what you're talking about.
But basically, it comes down to all the stuff on your face, your nose, your mouth, your eyes, your eyebrows, and the various distances between them.
Yeah, like people with their eyes too close.
Yeah.
Avoid, avoid!
Somebody applied the golden ratio to all the actors who've played James Bond.
Okay.
Who is the worst looking, ugliest Bond, do you think?
See, I don't like Daniel Craig.
Right.
I don't think he's
okay.
Very good looking, so okay. I'd say him.
Craig came out 6th out of 6. Who do you think came out on top?
Roger Moore?
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Roger Moore 2nd.
Nice.
Followed by the most underrated Bond of all time, Timothy Dalton. Pierce Brosnan 4th, followed by George Lazenby, the only guy who played Bond just the once. So whether you like Daniel Craig as James Bond or not, you've got to admit that he's the ugliest actor ever to play the character.
I think so.
And when I say you have to admit it, I mean that because...
scientifically proven.
It's science.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
According to a dietitian, what you should eat for breakfast instead of cereal. You'll love it, they're saying. This isn't usually considered a breakfast food, at least not until you're out of college or uni, right? But it should be. There's a dietitian named Chelsea Amer, and she's quite big in the dietitian world.
She's a big girl.
And she says that pizza would actually be better for you to eat for breakfast instead of cereal.
Some cereals have a lot of sugar in them. I mean, they are unhealthy.
Yeah, but pizza!
Now, I'm all for breakfast pizza. I love it. However, what is this mythical leftover pizza that people speak of? What is it? Where does it come from? How does it happen?
So throw out your cereal and call Domino's tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Hopefully they'll be open.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
It's High FM, this is Robin Banks, George Ryan's over there.
Oh.
Archaeologists in England have discovered a 10,000-year-old crayon.
What?
A 10,000-year-old crayon. They found it under the cushions of a 10,000-year-old couch.
Is that all the joke?
And Amal Clooney turned 40 years old yesterday. George has already packed her bags.
Ooh.
Oh! Get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
There are stations that took this on.
George Ryland.
If you like, we can make a weekly appointment and really explore these issues.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
This is High FM. My name's Robin Banks. That's George Ryland over there.
I love the signs they have on London Underground. This is the tube system.
Yeah.
And they have maybe some funny quotes or whatever. But
they
this
do.
One, I think,
yeah.
is my favourite.
Okay.
By far.
Right. There's a picture of a goose, and it says Level 5 Goose Warning. The goose on Platform 2 is violent and has claimed the platform as his own. Please avoid. That's just brilliant.
Isn't it?
Oman's
High FM. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
It's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
I'm George Ryland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got two emails here from a professor
okay.
in the States.
Yeah.
The first one...
Hang on, were these sent to you?
No.
All right.
The first one...
Yeah.
The subject title is Disappointed.
Oh, it could have been sent to you.
Today was the first day of class and nobody showed up.
No.
If this is how you will act all the entire semester, feel free to drop my course.
Seems like they have.
Second email.
Yeah.
It's just come to my attention that this is an online course.
Oh, no! brilliant.
Hi FM. Take a seat. Robin Banks. Right over there.
George Roiland.
This is Hi FM. You may have heard, of course you have, about the IKEA founder Ingvar Kamprad, and he's died.
Well, this has got dad joke written all over it.
He's 91 years old. Now, before comedians and smart Alex and your crazy office companions start picking the low-hanging fruit and cracking hilarious flat-back coffin-style jokes, it is the responsibility of myself and George Ryland.
This has nothing to do with me.
To call for a moment or two of calm reflection. Instead of mourners are urged to bring a screwdriver to assemble the coffin type jokes.
Stop it.
Please try to extend yourself with more intellectual fare. Like the founder of IKEA has passed away at the age of 91. Coincidentally, 91 years is the exact amount of time it takes to assemble an IKEA bookshelf.
Too soon, Banks.
Keep in mind, there are things worse than death, like having your wife drag you to IKEA. Just think, right? By adhering to a higher standard of humour, like I've just demonstrated, you'll be saving loads and loads of people from having to sigh and roll their eyes.
Thanks so much for being a public service broadcaster, Robin.
Good morning. Sorry to say, it's a sad day at IKEA, because the founder, Ingvar Kamprad's no more living. Pork. Heart stopped beating, and lungs are no longer breathing. He'll be buried in an IKEA coffin known as the Flergenbergen. And it only took him 14 hours to assemble. Twist. It would have taken two or three, but one of the pieces, the G19, was a missing, and we had to wait for the other shipment to be sent. Burr. So join us on the docking of IKEA for the reception. We'll be serving the Swedish meatballing, salmon filleting, and of course the chocolate caking. And the tasting is so sweetin', just like Ingvar Kamprad. Yum yum. No more questions. Bye bye. Pork.
Hi FM.
Morning.
Starbucks is about to overtake McDonald's as the world's most valuable restaurant chain.
Don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, I don't believe this, because how can their profit margins be so high when they're practically giving away their coffee?
Come on!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
Hi FM.
Turn it up!
This is Hi FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, I'm George Ryland.
Oh, good morning, George.
Good morning.
It's lovely being in here with you.
Well, of course it is.
Why was there a gap there?
So I was just thinking, do I say it back or yeah. Just go with something else? I love you. I know. I had a bit of a scare last night.
Oh, dear.
Yes. I fell asleep on the sofa.
Yeah.
And
can I just say, what a fine sofa you have.
Oh my goodness, that thing is amazing.
Just beautiful.
So you fall asleep on the sofa, and when you wake up, you know you've been asleep for a while. That feeling is where I was.
Like,
what's happening? What time is it?
Oh, I love
How
that.
Many hours has it been?
That's
oh,
beautiful.
No, because what woke me up was the doorbell.
Hang on, your doorbell doesn't work.
No, it has worked for a while now. They fixed
it.
Cool. It's almost normal. And the doorbell goes, and I think it's the middle of the night. Who's at my house?
Oh my
and
God.
I got really freaked out.
Yeah.
So you get up, don't you? And you're bad. To the door.
Okay, yeah.
And you look through the keyhole.
Little spy hole. Yeah.
And you're having a look.
Yeah.
It's there.
Oh,
dear.
No. Yeah.
Oh, he's there. And I'm really freaked out.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But it's okay.
Oh,
because it was on the telly.
Oh, you idiot.
Oh.
In the morning, we gonna do it again.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
Hi, FM. Oman.
Rosie Gabrielle is in. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going? You all right?
Not too bad.
Rosie's got a massive following Instagram, Facebook and YouTube. And you're Canadian and you have a motorbike.
Yes.
And Rosie does, well, a lot of travelling. And you travel what? All over the Middle East, all over the world?
I've travelled a bit all over the world. I started the beginning of my world tour last year. And I will continue from there.
Why did you start last year? Did something happen in your life that you had to start? Yeah, you know something did, right?
What are you running away from?
Yeah, right in there, Robin. No, well, I've been traveling by motorbike for about 13 years, and it wasn't until last year that I decided that I actually wanted to document it and do something with that. So I started a YouTube channel and this little travel series that I'm doing. So,
are you surprised at how popular it's got? And you're like, oh my God, there's thousands and thousands of people on this.
Yeah, it's crazy. And especially here in Oman, because I did an entire series here.
Yeah.
People recognize me on the road. They stop me and I could be off in the middle of the mountains and I have people pulling off and saying, hey, Rosie, I know you from YouTube.
George has that too. She has that completely. You know, the traffic lights and stuff. Why haven't you brought Winston the dog in? Because we were looking forward to chatting to Winston.
Couldn't get him out of bed this morning.
Aww.
Yeah.
Are you alone when you're traveling or is there other people that are there with you?
It's always me, aside from a couple trips that I have done with Winston.
Okay. I watched one of your videos and in it you were talking about, I think you're in Oman, and then you started crying. Right? I was watching going, what's she crying for?
Yeah. No, actually, that was a pinnacle moment in my travels.
Was it the prices when you went, oh my God, it's so expensive? Oh!
Exactly the opposite. Traveling, I save money traveling. Yeah. And that's probably the number one question I get is, are you some sort of rich person to be able to travel all over the world and it's cheap? But that specific moment when I cried, I was actually overwhelmed by the kindness of these strangers who came to help me. And I realized at that point that I had lived my entire life, all the struggles and the pain that I had endured brought me to this point where I felt, you know, because I was documenting my journeys and showing people the reality of what the media, you know, they portray this negative notion of the world and of the Arab region of Muslim people. And I was showing them, no, this is the reality.
This is the reality. Where were you? Was that in Oman or was that somewhere else?
This was in Oman. This was on Mazira Island.
Wow, cool. Yeah. And what about scary moments? Because you must have. So as a girl traveling on her own with a little dog.
Yeah.
Have you had really scary moments?
No. Even
really?
Yeah, even if my bike's breaking down in the middle of nowhere, which happens a lot, I'm never scared. There's always someone there to help me. There's always the law of life.
Do you ever get lost?
Yeah.
Plenty. I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. My first trip, I actually did it across Southeast Asia. I was 19 and I did 12,000 kilometers across Thailand, Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia.
Wow.
And I'm not going to divulge my age here. That was a long time ago, you know, back before these.
Why aren't you going to divulge your age? Why not?
No, I look 22, don't I?
Rosie's looking at me like, oh, go on, say no. I thought you were 18.
Yeah.
Are you a go with the flow type person or do you have a strict schedule?
No, I don't plan anything. Every day, I just take it as it is. I don't even plan accommodation. I just, you know, because you never know if a road's going to come up or if you're going to meet someone. So you just kind of go and see where the day takes you.
But surely there's one night where you go, oh, I just want a bed.
Yeah.
I just want to have a mattress.
Yeah. So I'll look if there's a town nearby. I'll look if there's cheap accommodations or if there's couch surfing. Or a lot of times on my Instagram, I have people reaching out to me and inviting me to their homes.
So does George. George has that as well. And what's your top travel tip then for somebody who's like going backpacking or like you traveling on a motorbike?
Be open-minded.
Yeah,
be completely open-minded and non-judgmental, and whatever you thought you knew was right before, throw that out the window, because every culture, you know, it's not wrong, it's not whatever, it's just different. They do things different in a beautiful way, and just be open-minded to learning new things, and don't be afraid, because the energy you put out there is the energy that you receive. So just go with love and adventure and have a good time.
Always try and get the 5-star hotel.
Do like what they do on Top Gear. Oh, we're staying out here. Actually, no, you're not. You're in a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
What's the most overrated destination that you've been to?
Overrated.
Or somewhere where you thought, I really have to go here. And when you got there, you thought,
I really have to leave here.
I tend to stay off the beaten track. So when people say go somewhere, stay clear of the tourist areas or even the cities, because the people are a bit tainted as busy. And, you know, you go to the local parts and that's where you're going to find the gems.
We also like TV, right?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I haven't watched TV in 20 years.
So what was the last TV series that you watched?
I'm one of those people who I'm really stuck in my ways and I'm not really in with the times. I'm kind of, people talk about the newest trends. I'm like, what does that mean? I have to, Google it.
Rosie's going, Dynasty. I love a bit of Dynasty. That's what I watch. Has anybody tried to scam you when you've been on your little travels?
Well, typically, I mean, if you're in the city and if you're in that sort of thing, and if you're in the tourist areas, you're going to be one of them.
Yeah.
But when I'm out there, when I'm on my bike, people see me as like some sort of vulnerable female and they just want to take care of me. They don't want to...
I'm going to give you a little cuddle.
Thing. They say it's not... I don't think it's dangerous. I think it's better traveling as a solo female because honestly, everyone just wants to help you and... yeah, nobody wants to hurt you.
What about food? Obviously, you've not got a sensitive stomach because you're eating all types of stuff.
I do. I have a few things that I stay away from, which makes it difficult traveling on the road. I was vegan at one point, which was incredibly difficult
wow,
on the road.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's put me in some funny situations because when, you know, local people's village people, they invite you in their home and they're giving you everything that they have. And yeah. suddenly you're like, oh, sorry, I can't have that. Yeah. It's like, no, you just kind of got to suck it up and eat it. And then hopefully, you know, nobody smells you later.
What's the worst thing that you've eaten? Oh, I know, right?
Oh, it's quite questionable. When I was in Asia, I sometimes just didn't ask.
Yeah.
I imagine it's best not to.
Yeah. How long are you in Oman for?
I first came here when I was, I think, 12 years ago, almost 13 years ago.
Right. So how long have you been here for this stint? Have you just arrived in the country now?
Or? Yeah, so now for the last couple of years, I've come back just in the winter.
Yeah.
And I do a little bit of photography work here. But now, since last year, I started this whole travel vlogging thing. So this year, I picked up another bike and I just completed a trip, Winston and I, down to Salalah.
Rosie Gabriel, you can check her out on Instagram, Facebook as well. Rosie Gabriel, you're all over YouTube. All right, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been amazing and it's lovely to see. And it is, without sounding sexist, a single female going out and just having some lovely things to
and being
say
looked
about.
After, that's reassuring.
Yeah, that is reassuring and it's lovely. And it's like you said, the world isn't how it's portrayed to be.
Don't
especially,
be afraid,
don't be afraid in doing it. Rosie Gabriel, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Podcast. Get the latest podcast at highfmradio.com.